flash forward a year after the Riverfront McLean Stadium opened, and at any home game, like the one I'm at now against Rice University, you'll hear the sounds of boats snaking their way through the Brazos River. Which isn't too unusual, but these boats aren't just taking in the scenic view. They're here to sailgate. By the time sailgating became a fixture at home games in 2014, Alex Dixon had already set up Baylor Bear Mata, partly as a means to stir interest in the new tradition and partly to brag about it.
I just really wanted to create hype for it because I felt like it was a really cool tradition that would make every single Big 12 school jealous and just be a lot of fun for a lot of Baylor alumni. So. And I'm happy to be out here, and you know, everyone here along the Brazos is starting a tradition, and it's not every day you can do that.
But across the country, sailgating isn't really anything new. Since at least the 1960s, the University of Tennessee's Vole Navy has sailed the Tennessee River before their home games. And even before that, Washington University treaded their way into Husky Harbor. But Dixon says sailgating in Texas is a bit different. And that's what makes it better.
Here, you just tie up right next to the stadium. You tool around the beautiful Brazos River, and you can't get as close to the stadium as anywhere else in the country from the water. So, it's definitely unique to Texas, and definitely something you can only do at Baylor.
For this particular game, there are at least 30 boats that have filled the so-called Baylor Basin, looking at their options to dock. There's a free first-come, first-served tie-up wall, and also a row of 18 boat slips. But to secure a spot for the year on this private dock that's run by the Bear Foundation, you'll have to make about a $3,000 donation. But not being able to find a designated spot hasn't stopped latecomers and more enterprising fans from just shoring up along the riverbank. Standing next to her 51-foot Sea Ray yacht, Lisa Spitz says the allure of all of this is it combines the popularity of college football with the fun of sailing.
And I never knew all of this was here either. All I knew about Waco was Baylor was here and you could get a beer at George's. And now there's all of this.
Spitz and her husband moved to Waco from North Texas to set up Waco River Charters and take part in the sailgating business. It's been a hit, she says, and since last year she's been sold out of boats to rent during the 2015 football season. But sailgating isn't just a growing tradition or a bubbling business model. It's also morphed into a recruiting tool to impress athletes and their families.
So sometimes you'll bring some recruits on and give them a little tour?
Well, not on this boat. We just do transportation. They go over to the Farrell Center and look at the center and do a workout with the coaches. And we have a smaller boat that we then bring them over here and then they all go to the stadium.
Recruiting top-tier athletes, which can translate to more wins, not only helps to further new traditions like sailgating, says Dixon, but it also just brings out more fans.
I think the enthusiasm with Baylor football has translated into the enthusiasm of the fans coming in and tailgating early and enjoying Waco and the new beautiful stadium. So,
with an hour left until kickoff, the band and a steady flow of fans are working their way into the stadium. Some, however, are settling in and watching the game on TV with snacks and drinks, all from the comfort of their boat. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.